Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all give me a kickback on Facebook. Up next, Brian Guzzo. I'm going to start the show out. Love y'all. Peace.
Thank you for listening to the Bunker Boys. My name is Guzzo, and just like always, alongside of me is Bunker Bob. What's going on, Bob?
I just figured we would get together tonight and talk about some of the stuff that was posted towards us on the Bunker Boys Facebook.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of negative comments and people saying that we're slandering, making fun of, and giving a bad name to the paranormal community.
Yeah, that's not what's happening. I mean, we are going to talk about something that was put, a few videos that were posted, and how they're definitely not paranormal in our eyes. I mean, of course, it's just an opinion, but our opinion is our opinion, right?
Well, that's the thing about paranormal evidence, or, you know, evidence of the paranormal. A lot of times, you know, a team will capture evidence of the paranormal and they will do the analysis themselves. They may watch the video 100 times, but because they are the ones that caught it, they already have, a notion in their mind. They're already convinced in their mind that this is paranormal. So they may be blinded by the fact that it may be caused by something else because their mind is already made up. And as many times as they will go over that evidence, they are still going to see the same thing, that it's paranormal. That's why you always need an external source to look over things. And
Exactly. Explain to everybody about the water vapor thing that we posted.
Oh, the water vapor thing. Okay. I don't know why the paranormal community, all these supposed ghost hunters out there, are so enveloped in these supposed orbs. I don't know how many paranormal investigation team sites and Facebooks I go to, and they have a bunch of pictures of the team, and the team is like 90% of the pictures are of the team like snapping photos into the air. A lot of them go to cemeteries and stuff, and they just like point their cameras up in the air as if they're trying to take pictures of UFOs and stuff like that.
Pretty colors.
You know, yeah, I think the reason that happens so much is because a lot of these teams don't have patience or anything. You know, that's pretty much the only evidence they can capture. And I was actually on a team for a couple of weeks. I got off that team really quickly. But I was on a team for a couple of weeks that pretty much all the evidence was pictures of orbs and just that was all they had to go off of. They didn't have anything else but orbs. And the founder of the team, she swore up and down by orbs. And pretty much every picture that had something that was cylindrical, somewhat see-through, and white was an orb. And Bunker Bob and I were doing some research, and we came across something amazing. Actually, I'll let Bob talk about it, because he can actually explain this a little bit better than I can.
Well, Basically, has anybody ever looked in a microscope? When you look in a microscope, you see a lot of things that look like orbs because they're in a microscopic level. So I went ahead and I just looked up, because I remember doing something in science when I was younger. I looked
science.
Up, but science? We in science? Anyway,
Bill Nye, Eat Your Heart Out.
Yeah, I love that show. But it was shown on a slide what vapor looked like. And it was weird to me because I remembered that vapor on a microscopic level looks just like an orb. So we got to thinking about it. If vapor or a dust particle or something's coming closer to a lens, it's going to focus on it just like a microscope does. And it looks just like it. And I'll let you take it from there.
And because it's so close to the lens, it's magnified like a microscope. When you look at something and it's really close to the lens and it's blown up, and that's exactly what a camera lens does when you have a piece of dust or some mist or some condensation, whatever. When it's close, it's going to look bigger. And what do people do after they get it on their camera? They put it on a computer, they put it on a television, which magnifies it how many times more. So it's already magnified probably, you take a piece of dust and the actual size of the dust and the size of it in a picture is probably magnified, what, about 100 times? Is that about correct, Bob?
Well, if you have your camera at 30x and it comes by, disproportions, and then it zooms into it, wouldn't that be like 30,000 times?
Oh, it can't. No, it can't. It's not that much.
It'd be more like 300.
Probably 300.
Yeah.
And then
you
magnify that on your computer, which magnifies it probably another 10 times. So there's a 3,000 time times magnification. You know, my math is probably off, and I'm probably going to get a shitload of comments from people saying you're a retard. And
you're,
you know,
a tater tot.
Yeah, and you know, I'm not being politically correct, but yeah.
Science is still real, and it's still there, and it's still understandable.
It is.
So.
Go to the Bunker Boys page on the D Bunker Boys page on Facebook. I don't know why I keep leaving out the D.
You're thinking about invasions and explosions, I guess.
Probably. Hit the bunkers. That's probably where we're gonna have to hide after, you know, once our show gets more popular, because I was just reading this article about a guy who had won a silent auction to go actually to Africa and hunt one endangered black rhino. And what people don't realize is this black rhino was sterile, an aggressive rhino, and it was really old, so it was going to be dying anyways. And actually the money that was raised from the silent auction goes to funding the protection of the species to keep them from going extinct. There's only 3,000 of them left in the world. And so this guy literally had to hire a full-time security staff because of all the hate mail and the death threats that he was getting to him and his family. You
or
know,
like jealousy? Is that what you're saying?
Jealousy. No, these people are like, oh, how could you kill an endangered animal and everything?
Yeah,
well,
don't be hate.
Yeah, I have a feeling that by the time this is said and done, we're going to have to hire a full-time security staff. But, gosh, now I forgot what I was talking. Oh, that's right, the orbs. So, yeah, go to the Debunker Boys page and look at the pictures that we put up. The pictures that we put up are water vapor under a microscope. A drop of water, like a droplet of vapor under a microscope.
Basically water.
And, yeah, basically water. And it looks exactly like an orb. And they did a second picture where they actually have a size comparison. They had a little triangle behind it. And how big this droplet of water looks compared to this when it's closer to the lens than the actual. Well, I don't know how that works. If it was set on top of the triangle.
The triangle was added afterwards to show what kind of prism effect, how it makes it look larger than it actually is. It shows how the camera focuses on the first item, and then what they did is they put the second item in, like, they took double imaged it over top of it to show it how much bigger it would look. So basically, the triangle isn't the original photo, just the actual vapor itself, but without changing the DPI rate or anything in the photo, and took exactly the same photo of the triangle and then put the two layers on top of each other. So it proves that an orb could be possibly made from water vapor by doing that.
Yeah.
You understand what I meant?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm just hoping that all our listeners, you know, they're not drooling at this point. So just to make this clear, you're not saying that all orbs are debunked.
Not all orbs, but the thing is, there's a difference between an orb and an orbison.
Yeah.
So orbison was created by, it was a word used by Edison. I'm not sure the actual origin of it, but I know it was used by Thomas Edison, one of the greats. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just amazing what people take out of context. They, you know, something that was created for something so pure and, you know, to explain a phenomenon, or just a term to help describe something, and people just run with it. They're like, oh, this is exactly what it is, like ectoplasm. Ectoplasm was created, the term was created in the early 1900s to explain that the weird anomalies that were showing up in pictures, and actually the weird anomalies that were showing up in pictures were actually artificial, and they were a scam. And I can't remember the guy's name that I could Google it real quick, but who came up with the term ectoplasm. He created it just to make a profit off these supposed pictures of spirits coming out of people's mouths and stuff like that. So it's amazing.
Yeah,
go ahead.
They promoted that on Haunting of Connecticut. I remember that.
Did they?
Yeah.
I never actually watched that movie.
They'd have the kid throw up ectoplasm after he did one of their seances. It was crazy.
Read about one documented case where ectoplasm actually was visible to the naked eye.
Yeah, you won't find one, but we can search. I've got some databases I can search in.
Oh, most definitely. But so let's get back to our hate mail and the people that hate us. I'm going to look at, you know, some of the messages that we've gotten. When I was trying to get a psychic onto a show, I contacted a lot of different psychics, and I kept getting the same answer, that we are just going to berate them and pretty much talk down about them and stuff. The minute anyone hears debunk, I swear to God, their dick goes into an innie. Like, they get that scared.
Innie's not an outie.
Yeah, shit, man. Yeah, well, yeah, I understand. That's like, that's like with anybody who people have actually berated a lot, they're going to act like that. But the people need to understand, our job is not to make you look like an ass, to make someone look like an ass. If that's your job, to make you look like an ass, if you come out onto our show and you show us proof of evidence and we can't debunk it, then kudos, right?
Exactly. It's not, you know, we're not trying to disprove all paranormal occurrences. But if somebody goes to somebody's paranormal page and it seems like every day they're posting some new paranormal evidence that they captured, are you going to look at them as a credible source? Are you going to look at them as somebody who's actually catching this, or are they just trying to get attention? Now, it's not always that they're intentionally trying to create this artificial evidence. Maybe they're just
bored.
Well, bored, or maybe they're just misinformed and not educated.
Yeah. Okay. Let's speak of flickering lights.
Do you
want to talk about the flickering lights?
Well, actually, that's more with you being in the appliance industry.
Well, and electrical, yeah.
Yeah, and electrical. That's more your field, I think. We received a couple of videos from a person onto our debunkers page, and she wanted us to check out some orbs that were showing up in her page. And if she had actually read our post, she would already known, you know. But obviously, these questions still elude her of these supposed orbs that are showing up in her picture or in her videos. And then she goes on to send us a video where she asks the spirit to do something, if I'm not mistaken, and the lights start flickering. And then she tells the spirit to stop, and the lights stop flickering, and then some orbs show up, and she says she hears a voice. Well, first things first, she's in an apartment building. And so, obviously, there are neighbors, they either at least on one side, if not both sides. So trying to capture EVPs or whatever in your home, in an apartment building that people are on both sides, and it's the middle of the day when people are most active. Yeah, that's, oh my God, that's,
this is what I saw, okay? I see a headboard, I see a person walk out of a frame, I'm not dogging her. I'm not dogging anybody. Okay, this is what I see. This is what common sense tells me. I see an individual stand in front of a camera, walk out of the camera to the right. Okay, so I see the light flickering. I'm thinking that's pretty cool. So I see another video in a different view, going from one side to the other, the same room, going from one side of the bed to the other, because you can see the headboard, one of the headboard legs going up. And right there on the wall, right where she walked towards, there's a dimmer switch, some kind of switch there. Okay, well, automatically, I'm not trying to talk shit about someone, but that makes me think, were you flicking your switch a little bit? You know, I mean, I need to see the whole pan of the room, which would be very easily done. So to me, I debunk that, stating that the person was probably flicking the switch.
Well, let's talk about other explanations of how that light switch was flickering. Those lights were hanging from, they weren't flickering like they were going on and off. It almost seemed like they were shaking. Did you notice that, Bob?
Yeah, it could have been the ceiling fan that wasn't shown in the first frame.
No.
But was shown in the second video. Could have been the ceiling fan doing
it. And we knew that the ceiling fan was actually going because the chain that was hanging from the ceiling fan was oscillating regularly. For those people who don't know what the word oscillating means, it means like going back and forth and like moving around in a rhythmic manner.
That also explains
the orbs that she was seeing.
Yep.
Because, I mean, obviously you have air current. That means dust particles are going to be moving, and not all dust particles are the same size. That's why you don't see a shitload of dust particles in that. It's actually...
Yeah,
Usually an orb is a collection of dust dust into a small ball that's easier to see on the camera.
Yep, and that ceiling fan excites everything in the room. It surely does. Moves everything around. So
I mean, think about it. Not only does it excite the dust, but it also, you know, that's giving off energy.
That, it does everything. I mean,
that,
it just totally contaminates the whole room. Yeah, so.
I remember there was one episode of Ghost Hunters International where to create a constant white noise to drown out the sounds of the city below, they turned on a giant industrial fan. Did you see that episode?
Yeah, that's totally contaminating evidence.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, I wouldn't even have done an investigation like that. I mean, I've come across investigations that I won't state where, but it was almost in West Virginia. And there was a big blow up about it and everything, but there was nothing but car noise from the freeway. There was no way in hell you could catch an EVP, and then people snoring on the back of a porch and, you know, they weren't even supposed to be there. And then some drunk guy dumping his bike as he's driving by. It was just a nightmare, man. It was a nightmare.
Well, one place I was at, down in Missouri, right next to the building that we were investigating, was a bar.
Woohoo! Yeah.
Yeah, all night you hear people coming out of the bar drunk as hell. You know, I'm peeing in public!
Hey. Gus, come out here, hold this for me, baby. I'm holding my beer.
Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't find too many Texans in Missouri, so they didn't talk like that.
Say, hey, hand me my wallet, baby. Yeah.
But what exactly are we here to do? Why, you know, and what are we here not to do?
Your famous word, complacency. We are trying to drive down the complacency of individuals that are happy with, debunker boys. We debunk evidence that other people just let slide by because I'm not saying they're inept, but they don't know or understand how things work, how quantum mechanics work, for example. Quantum mechanics. You understand quantum mechanics. No one thing happens the same exact way every time. This is the way the universe works. So basically, any evidence that we come across, we're going to try to prove why it did what it did in a scientific manner. Yes or no?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we're going to try to create different, you know, we're going to try to create the same environment, which is near impossible to create the exact same conditions. You know, anytime someone says, well, I created the exact same conditions, you can't do that.
That's where quantum mechanics come in. Exactly. But that, yeah.
All you can do is really kind of look at it and look at the evidence. Okay, let's say you caught a voice. What's a good way to debunk a voice? Go outside, do the recording again, have someone talk outside, you know? Actually, you know, a lot of people say that, you know, there's CB interference. That's why people get EVPs.
Well, I don't know about all that. I mean, it's possible, but unless that Breaker 19 guy's answering you like, hey, can you hear me? Yeah, sure can there, big buddy. Yeah, I don't hear that on the EVP.
Well, what if you and I try to do that, to debunk that claim that CB radios can cause EVPs?
Well, we can actually debunk that right now, because if you Google CB radio frequencies and then you look at what hertz rate they're on, they're not even nowhere near what an EVP would come through as. Not even close. Now, I guess you could have...
Well, what about with the ghost box?
Well, reverse AM. Well, a CB, if it completely overpowers all, you know, the radio, yeah. Because, I mean, you can hit, what is it, channel 4 on a television. If you have a CB on a linear and you click it and talk, you can hear it over your TV on an antenna.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, channel 4. But you usually can't hear it on a regular radio. It's usually a scanner that you hear it on. So we'll have to look into that.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, we'll definitely look into that.
Well, like, let's get back to the real reason, like, that we're here, you know. So we're not here to make fun of somebody.
I'm not.
I mean, obviously, if you're dumb as hell and you're going to present yourself dumb as hell and you're going to act dumb as hell after we told you to stop acting dumb as hell, then we're going to treat you like you're dumb as hell. But if you come to us and you say, listen, I caught this evidence, I can't explain it, then the debunker boys look at the evidence, and if we can explain it, it's not that we're coming at you personally, and it's not we're attacking you personally. It's just an outside source that has a background in science, engineering, and an, you know, just a general knowledge
metaphysics
and a general knowledge of the paranormal, and we combine all those to look at it. Okay, we can't explain everything, and we're not here to say we can, and we're not here to make fun of somebody or discredit them. We're just actually, if we're able to debunk some evidence, yes, you know, it's great that the team caught that. But think about this. If the team brings the evidence to us because they can't debunk it, but we can, that gives them actual extra credibility because they are going to external sources. I mean, think about it. What did Ghost Adventures – I just posted this on the Debunker Boys page. What did Ghost Adventures do when they caught that – in their documentary, when they caught the full-bodied apparition?
They had
multiple video analyzers, you know, some of the best in the country look at this. And they couldn't even debunk it. That's proof right there that there is paranormal evidence. There is things happening out there, and it's not all explainable.
know. Well, nothing's ever 100%. Well, not at this time, anyway. Working on that. But, yeah. Like, we're not here to pick on you guys. I love Mankind, all that hoo-ha. I'm not here to be a dick. Now, if you do give us evidence and we do prove that it's wrong and you're a sore loser about it, well, kick, yeah, pound salt, pal.
Well, in that case, we're gonna, if you want to be a dick to us, we will
Front
be
Street.
A dick. We we will be a dick back.
It'll be Front Street for your ass. So, take it with a grain of salt. Anyway, yeah, just take it with a grain of salt what we say to you, or yeah, however you want to do it. But if you come to us, we're going to tell you what we think. That's why we're here.
Oh, yeah.
Help you and help ourselves go get further along in the paranormal field.
Mm-hmm. So when we talk to psychics, we're going to analyze them. We're going to write down. We're going to write down and record everything they say. And with Robert and I having a background in mentalism, you know, we know how to trick the mind. I'm an illusionist. I'm a street performer. And I know how to trick the mind. I know how to get people to tell me things without them realizing they're telling me things.
Yeah, like carrot.
Like what?
Carrot. I can make a person think carrot by doing a mentalist trick.
Oh, yeah.
You know what, the one I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. It's a really good one, actually. You freak people out. Oh, you're psychic. No, you're not. You're not psychic. It's not. It's statistical anomalies. It's all it is.
And there's another one where you have someone, you say, when I snap my fingers, I want you to quickly think of a two-digit number. Now, both digits in that number have to be different, and both digits have to be odd. Okay? Ready, set, go. Think of it. 37.
I thought 77.
You can't think that 77 because both digits have to be different. Okay? Those,
oh, that's right. You're right. I would have thought 37.
Yeah. Statistically, I don't remember what the actual statistic is, but most people are going to pick 37 because those are the first two numbers that come to mind.
Exactly. We have 2 minutes, sir.
Yes.
So this is basically just letting everybody know we're not out to get you. We love the paranormal community. That's the only reason it gets me keep, you know, it's my hobby someday, maybe more, you know what I mean? So.
Oh, yeah. We're going to keep doing what we do. And for all those that think we're out to get them and think that we're out to make fun of the paranormal community and stuff, even after this, well, you can shove it up your ass. We are back. This is Guzzo and Bunker Bob here with Chicagoland paranormal researcher Matt talking on, oh goodness, we're talking on the radio. This is the Debunker Boys show. So Matt, you were explaining some things before we went on the break. Why don't you go ahead and elaborate on those a little bit more?
Well, with all we've talked about, why don't you remind me of what the hell I was talking about?
Matt is with Chicagoland Paranormal Researchers, and if I'm not mistaken, you're the founder of the team, correct?
I'm co-founder. It's like my friend Mark and myself who actually brought it to full fruition.
Okay. How can our listeners find you guys?
Oh, are we signing off again right away?
Huh?
Signing off?
That sounded like it was an ending the show question, not a beginning the show question.
It's just kind of continuing on where we left off. I mean, goodness, I didn't realize the radio show had a checklist. You know, fuck me, God.
I gotta give you shit, man. Come on.
You know, Matt, you know, I realize you do this on a regular basis, okay? The Bunker Boys are just starting off, okay? Give us a little slack.
Hey, you open the door, I'm gonna throw a sledgehammer through it and not break the glass.
All right, Miley Cyrus.
Lick the
Here
blanket.
We go.
Yeah, yeah. Sledgehammer will be licked. I'm going to come in like a wrecking ball.
Hey, you know, she actually added me a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
On her real site because Zach asked her to.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, anyway.
She added me as well. So, you know, if you guys are Miley Cyrus fans out there, you know.
Eat your hearts out.
Eat your hearts out, you know.
Lick a sledgehammer.
All you do is break me. Isn't that how the song goes?
I got a bad yeast infection.
Okay, all right. We can't talk about Miley on a paranormal radio show. Anyway,
I was talking about paranormal yeast infections.
Anyway, so Matt, you were talking about some different techniques that you use when you are on a investigation. You talked about you've got your EM pump that you need a lead cup for. You talked about what did you call that? It was you create an environment or?
Well, it's testing different environments. When we've used an ozone generator.
That's it.
Which again, I know we talked about it off air briefly, but. Yes, don't be in the room. At least let the place sit for 24 hours if you can do it 2 days.
Okay.
It seriously is extremely bad for your health.
Well, it's used in hospitals to kill bacteria.
Yeah, and they also don't put anybody in that room for at least 24 hours.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah.
Well, then again, mine's... The one that I have is industrial grade.
Oh, my God.
Probably quite
up.
Overkill. Yeah. well, no.
I mean, Matt, what kind of investigations are you guys running here? I mean.
We're going to clean your house first.
Oh, yeah. Shit, we've been in some stinky ones. And, but I wish I had that.
Take a shower. No, I'm just
kidding. Yeah. Oh, fucking black mold and basements and shit and crawling around. Yeah, I understand.
Oh, that's why you're seeing shit. Right there, your brain's fucked up.
I understand. I understand why Zach has to wear a respirator now.
Well, but why did he have to take his shirt off?
Oh. More exposure, man. Come on, that got the ratings up. I mean, come on. If I look half that good when I'm 36 years old.
Yeah, but all the bean flicking that was going on after that one.
That's what I was going to say. There were girls flicking the bean till it was fucking raw to that.
In front of the taco stand. No.
Oh, my God. We're never going to get on live television, live radio.
Yeah, you know what? I wouldn't use this in a portfolio.
Oh, shit. Hey, real quick, have you ever used the Jacob's Ladder?
I have not, and I see kind of no reason to, other than it being dangerous and it looks cool on TV.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, electrocute your ass. Yeah, I just, you know, well, the electro's, 121 gigawatts, lightning bolt.
Yeah, and I also, well, you know what, I do have one, and it's connected to my flux capacitor in my DeLorean.
Can we, like, hang sometime in your DeLorean?
Oh, God, where are the sound effects when you need them?
Hey, Sean Connery. Is that you?
Sean Connery, why don't you go ahead and comment on the DeLorean?
Flux capacitor, my ass. No, it's in my ass. It really is in, yeah.
We could really fuck with people right now and just do it back and forth.
How are you doing, Sean Connery?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm quite well. I am, yes.
I'm still trying to figure out how this radio show is anything educational at this point.
Oh, there's actually been quite a bit of education in it, and it's just, you know, you learn something and then you get dumber. And then you learn something and then you get dumber.
So,
Oh my God. Like I said, where are the sound effects when you need them?
There you
doing,
go.
Doing.
That was all natural.
I call that the queefing monkey. Queefing monkey.
Money Penny, what the fuck is wrong with you?
All right, Matt.
Yeah.
So
would you please close your octopussy?
Yeah, baby. Oh, yeah, baby. Hey, baby. Yeah.
Oh. All right.
Moving on, sir.
So what is your what do you think about the spirit box?
That's what I was waiting for.
I mean, you know, you see all these. Okay, all right. So let's take it at this point. You know, you can go through the directory of paranormal research teams, and they all seem to have, you know, the same arsenal of equipment. You know, most of them have 3 or 4 EMF detectors. Obviously, every team is going to have a DVR system, you know, the security cameras, and most of the teams have a form of the spirit box or the shack hack. But the big one out there, the big marketed one out there, is the SB7 spirit box.
I love the SB7. I honestly really do, but I had that, for me to be able to love it, I had to do my own modifications. So I have 4 SB7 spirit boxes that are all modified in different ways. I have 7 Shack Hacks, which Radio Shack does not sell that model of radio anymore.
Yeah, I saw that because I had built one a long time ago.
I've got
one. Yeah, I have 7 of those that are modified in different ways. And it's, do you really think anybody's taking that seriously anymore after the beginning of this shit?
You know, I don't think so. I really don't. But let's try to build their faith in humanity,
yeah,
again.
So
upgrade.
The SB7 is amazing because of the sweep rate that it can do. But a lot of teams, and what I've noticed in false positives, if you can call it that, say, all right, hypothetically, let's say this. There is a spirit voice coming through. In a false positive, most teams have it on a mid-frequency in a forward sweep. So even the guys at Ghost Adventures, they do it at full rate in a reverse sweep, which a lot of people buy an SB7 don't even know that it sweeps in reverse.
Well, yeah, because well, what a lot of ghost teams don't like is they buy a piece of equipment and they don't get evidence through it, and they say it's broke. You know, that's me and Bob. You know, we're coming up with some new equipment, and we do want to eventually market it, but it's the kind of equipment that, unless it's actually a spirit manipulating this device, you're not going to hear anything. You're not going to experience anything with the device. And if you market something like that and people go into a house that's supposedly haunted or a location that's supposedly haunted, and they sit there and they look at the device and it's doing absolutely nothing, they're going to want their money back.
No return policy.
For entertainment purposes only.
That's why they put it on.
When you buy something online or on eBay and you see it on TV, and it is the actual product that you're getting, but there's no way for any sort of regulation to say that this is what it's doing, this is what it's creating, this is what it's generating. So everything's going to have for entertainment purposes only. It, I don't give a shit what you use. And there was one investigation that just Mark and I were on, and it was a private residence. We had, and you want to talk about
you
low tax?
You guys didn't fry anybody's nuts with that you know.
No. We didn't use the gauntlet, as I call it.
The nut warmer. Okay.
No, we didn't use the gauntlet. What we did is, you want to talk about low tech as shit? We took a big roll of fishing string, a shit ton of glow sticks and thumbtacks, and blanketed a whole room at different levels, at different heights, at different pitches. And it was hardwood floors that were refinished and they were sealed and everything. And with the homeowner's permission, we blanketed the whole floor with baby powder. And we got some awesome audio and visual evidence of, if you were to walk through a bunch of strings and it parting, that's what we got. And there was also distortion in the baby powder that wasn't there when we were there. You can buy it at the dollar store. That whole setup was $20.
Well, the problem with baby powder is you have air currents, you know, with these modern homes and everything. You got all kinds of air ducts and everything. So there's always some sort of air current. What's to say that there was not a fluctuation in the air current that could not be predicted that caused the baby powder to move? Or were you seeing actual footsteps, or?
It was more like, all right, and I'm not calling this paranormal. It could be an environmental anomaly. I'm just using this as an example. But what it was is there was like a shuffle. Like if somebody was wearing a shoe, like a dress shoe that doesn't have a tread pattern to it, and it wasn't a barefoot, but there was about a 3.25-inch slide and then a depression, a 3.25-inch slide and a depression, a 3.25-inch slide and a depression that were spaced about 1 foot apart in the direct line that all the light sticks were moving in the video.
Oh, so the light,
right.
So the light sticks were, well...
They spread. Like if you were to walk through a room that had strings hanging down and you had to move them to get through, like in a funhouse.
Okay.
Yeah,
so it was not a jerking motion, as if like the strings were caught on something and they just kind of slid off the tack or something like that, or you know, just, it wasn't a jerking motion. It was a slow, deliberate movement.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, it moved at about a human's walking pace. So it was, did I call it paranormal? No, because I can't. Was it interesting as shit? And did we watch the video for hours and hours and be like, what the fuck? Yes.
I use the word anomaly too a lot when it's not 100% paranormal. When I'm not 100% sure, but it is interesting, I use the word anomaly because it's a middle base.
Well, isn't all of this stuff kind of technically paranormal? It's outside of the normal understanding, you know. Even the shuffle in the baby powder, that, you know, the fact that you cannot explain that through normal reasoning, because you do not have you just can't explain it. Isn't that technically paranormal?
Well, what I'm going to ask a question that I'll give my I'm interviewing the interviewers. What the hell? Why not? What do you define the word paranormal as?
Well, the word paranormal is it's defined as, and if you want me to Google it, it's anything outside of the normal realm, outside of normal understanding. You know, we for the longest time, back in the early 1900s, people were describing these hairy man-like creatures in Africa and everything, it was Asia. And they were saying they were seeing these hairy men-like creatures. And at that time, that was still paranormal because it was not understood. it wasn't until years later that they realized, oh, well, these are silverback gorillas. So technically anything paranormal is anything not technically understood. Now
that's exactly what I was getting at. And in that sense, is paranormal in a nutshell is like you said, everything outside of the normal that can't be explained with logic and reason. So for like even today, if you go to a completely disclosed from the outside world, if you go like an Aboriginal tribe or something like that, that is self-sustaining, they don't enter towns, anything like that. If I were to bring a remote control helicopter that has LEDs all over it, I fly it through and I ask them what they saw. There's no explanation for it.
They would probably say it was a god or something.
Yeah, that's just an example. Or you go to an ancient Incan tribe or an ancient Egyptian, which I'm huge in ancient Egyptian culture as well. But you bring that to somebody who doesn't understand it. Perfect movie is Stargate, if
you
really want a relation. But that's something that they don't understand. So if they have the word, if a society has the word paranormal in its vocabulary, that's what it's going to come up as. Does it mean that what I experienced is paranormal? No, it was just something that I can't explain with logic and reason.
Okay. So
was it cool as shit? Yeah.
So you're not going to go to the homeowners or the property owners, and you're not going to say, well, you have a ghost.
No, I'm going to answer that as educationally as I possibly and articulately as I possibly can, and fuck no.
You sounded word, like a scientist word. Right there. when we're actually defining what a ghost is, you know, I mean, It seems like the further and further this field goes, the less ghosts seem to be less existent in a lot of the claims, and it's just something unexplained rather than saying you have a ghost here. And I think that comes out that's a problem that a lot of paranormal, well, people who claim themselves as paranormal researchers out there have, is they don't look into something to see if there's possibly an organic explanation for something. They just say, well, I have a ghost here. And you have a ghost in your house. I mean, what person actually wants a ghost in their house? Outside of an actual ghost hunter or paranormal researcher,
a lot.
But let's talk about the normal homeowner. You know, if you go into their house and you do this investigation, you're like, "Yep, you have a ghost. All right, see you later, bye." You know, isn't our job more to educate them, to kind of give them peace of mind?
Well, that definitely has a lot to do with it. And I think that's something that a lot of teams, you guys, from what we talked about off air and everything, are a little bit more in tune to what should be done in a home. The private residences and stuff like that, if you're just starting out, don't do people's homes. I mean, I'm going to say this till I'm blue in the face. Go to the events, go do the other shit, kind of get more of an idea before you start contacting and possibly destroying somebody's life.
Psychological damage that you can do.
Yeah, it's almost, and this is an extreme, but it's like you could possibly cause somebody a PTSD, and you also could possibly cause somebody, when they go through four or five teams that just spent a shit ton of money in advertising for no reason, that I'm the fourth person that's going to come in, and it's by the grace of God that anybody called me, because they've been traumatized by previous ones. And like I said, I'm not putting myself above anybody else. Everybody to me in the paranormal field is on the same level. It's just you have to use common sense.
Yep, and if someone believes something enough, they can be traumatized by it. That's why when I go into someone's house and they say, oh, there's a spirit, and I don't get any evidence that if I know someone that can bless the house and give that person a peace of mind, I will do it.
Yeah, I'll give you guys a perfect example. I was contacted by a family that is somewhat local. I mean, only like 45-minute drive, not like South Illinois or anything like that. But they contacted me, and they contacted one of my friends, and it was referred to me. Just because they said, you know, this is probably the best people that you could, you know, have to come in for this. Well, the homeowner had lost her father not that long ago. And she was a sensitive, or it is not was, she's still living, sorry. She's a sensitive herself, and she's had generations of sensitives in her family. So she was trying to conjure her father who had passed away. So she said, now there's all this shit going on. There's, you know, stuff moving, this and that. It's like, a grade A, need you in here right away. Well, I've talked to her for 7 months, and I still haven't been there because I've been counseling her personally of how to cope with what's going on with her dad and everything else. What had happened in that situation is she was so emotional that she basically manifested the idea of this to her kids, her husband. Her husband is a Cook County homicide detective.
Oh, wow.
And when I talk to him, he's like, yeah. He goes, I think that I'm experiencing things because it's a neurological implant that she's putting in, that she's having this stuff happen. Not that she's crazy, but she's emotional.
Yeah, her pattern and her mind's wrong. It just keeps looping the wrong way. I've heard people talk about that.
Well, if you think that something paranormal is going to happen, if you go into a place saying that I'm going to find a ghost, then you are going to find a ghost. In your mind, you're going to find a ghost.
If you keep saying it over and over and over and over and over again, it will stay in your mind in a loop.
Oh, most definitely. Like if you have convinced yourself,
that throwing you off?
Nope.
Didn't think so.
How you doing, young lady? The feeling that you're giving really drives me crazy. You don't have a play about the choke.
Hope you all enjoyed the show. Had a technical difficulties.
Hope you all enjoyed the show.
You have a good one.